Okay, boys, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Gimel. We're here on Beis Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom. We had just said something in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah Vitem Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. So once we say that, right, again, they said Krach V'chol HaSamachlo. Sorry, that the halacha of Chamsin from Tveria, not the halacha, but the distance that from Chamsin to Tveria is a meal. So once we said that, so we're going to say another statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and then we'll get back eventually right towards the middle of the page. Of Amud Aleph, we'll get back to Purim related stuff. So let's take it away. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Tema Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Menanspach, which is an abbreviation for all of the Sofites, all the Sofiotes, all the Mem Sofit, Num Sofit, Zadi Sofit, etc. In Hebrew, so Sofim Amru, that the Sofim said and created those letters. If you look at Rashi, Nevi'e Hadoros, that the Nevi'im, they were created by the Nevi'im. The Gemara says, Vatisbra, really? The Sofites were created by the Nevi'im. The Haksiv Pazik says, Eila Mitzvos, Asher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe B'nei Yisrael B'har Sinai, and the Gemara learns that Shein Navi Rishai Lechadish Davar Me'ata. Nevi'im are not allowed to make up stuff like that. The Od, and also, Ha'amar Rav Chisda, didn't Rav Chisda say also that Mem V'samach Shebaluchos B'neis Hayu Omdim? That the Mem and the Samach and the Luchos, if you know about the Rashi explains, but the other, the Midrashim explain that the Luchos were carved all the way through and that they shone on both sides. So if you're carving a Samach all the way through a rock or a Mem Sofit, right, the middle, right, doesn't actually stay because you're curving it, let's say a Samach is a circle, so the middle is not going to just stay up like that. So that's what the Rav Chisda says, that the middle of the Mem Sofit and the Samach were suspended in animation by a miracle. Well, if you had the Mem Sofit in the Luchos, so obviously the Nevi'im didn't create them. It's going to say, actually, right? Mehavahavu, they existed. V'lo havayodi, hebe'emzateva, hebe'softeva. And people didn't know which was at the beginning of the word and which would be at the end of the word. So, asut sofim v'tiknu, pasuchim be'emzateva, v'stumim be'softeva. And the Nevi'im came and they said, okay, fine, you know what? Fine, the closed ones, meaning like the Mem Sofit, etc., that's at the end of the word, and the open ones or in the middle. So the Gemara says, well, that's not helpful. So, Ela HaMitzvos, Shein Navi Asi L'Chadish Davar Me'ata. That's still making up a rule that the Navi is not allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Ela, rather, Shichum V'Chazru V'Yuzdom. No, the case is that the scenario is that they forgot which was which, and the Nevi'im came and they kind of restored it to its previous state, but it's not that they created this idea on their own. Remember, Yirmiyah V'Tim Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, that Targum Shel Torah, so again, another statement from Rabbi Yirmiyah, the name of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Targum Shel Torah, Unklus Hager Amru, as you know, Unklus wrote the Targum, the translation into Aramaic of the Torah, Mipi Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, he learned that from Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shel Nevi'im, what about the Targum of Nevi'im? That's Yonas and Ben Azul Amru, Mipi Chai Zachari Malachi. So he learned it from Chai Zachari Malachi. And when he did that, Finizdazda, Eretz Yisrael Arba Meos Parsa, Al Arba Meos Parsa. Eretz Yisrael shook four, it was a big earthquake, I guess, right? It shook 400 Parsas by 400 Parsas, and Yatsa Baskol V'Amra, Mi Huze, Shagila Sisrei, Levnei Adam. So when that happened, when he wrote the Targum of Nevi'im, so Baskol came out and said, who is revealing my secrets to Bnei's, to people? So Amad Yonas Ben Azil, La Ragla V'Amar, so he owned it, right? Yonas Ben Azil got up and said, Anihu Shagilisi Sisrei Levnei Adam, it was me. The Galu V'Do Levnecha, Hashem, listen, you know, Shalok L'Chodi Asisi V'Lo L'Chod Beis Abba, I didn't do it for my honor or my father's house, not for his honor. L'Chod Echa Asisi, I did it for your honor, right? The words of the Nevi'im should be accessible for more people. Shalok Yerba Machlokas Beisrael, and that people shouldn't have arguments in terms of what the psukim mean. And furthermore, because the galus targum shel ksuvim, and apparently Akosh Baruch was happy with that answer. And then Yonos ben Aziel kind of took that as a okay. Well, if that's true, if that works, so then maybe I'll start on ksuvim. The Yos Tabasco v'Amra lo dayecha. So Basco came out and said, all right, that's enough. Right, that's already going too far. My time. Why was ksuvim too far? Mishum the isbe kates Moshiach, because they have the time of Mashiach, basically that you can figure out the secrets of what Mashiach is coming from the Ksuvim, and then if you have the Targum, then that's obviously not something that is healthy for Am Yisrael to know. The Targum Shel Torah Unklus Hager Amru, the Gemara says, one second, Unklus really wrote the Targum of the Torah of Amar of Iga Bar Avin Amar Ruchanan Al Marav. My Dichtir, what does it mean when the pasuk says, "By Karu B'Sefer Torah Shalukim Mefurash"? So he darshens out that pasuk to teach me that we had all of the following items. That is the mikra. Rashi says lashon ivri shel chumash. That's like the Hebrew language of the chumash. Mefurash. What's that referring to? That's the targum. And that's going to be our kasha, right? We had the translation. We had the targum. Vishum secha. What is that? Elo psukim. That's how you know where to make right the stops in the psukim. Vayavinu b'mikra. What is that? Elo piski taimim. That is. Rashi says, Hanaginos korim b'taimim, that's the trup. Right? There we had the trup right back in the day, right? The trup is not made up, right? It's from a long past down during generations. V'amilah, ilu ha-mesores, some people say that the mesores of Malay and Chasers. But either way, we see that we had the Targum. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says again, yeah, Shachu v'chazir v'yistom, right? No, actually we had the Targum, we forgot it, and Nunkulus got it from right, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua and reestablished it. Next to the right with the chumash, and now it's printed in every chumash. Ma'ish no da writes that lo is dazda and nevi'e diz dazda. Now the Gemara asks, why was there an earthquake when the targum of the Nevi'im was revealed, as opposed to the targum of the Torah? So Gemara says that the writes a mifreshem milsa, because the Torah is self-explanatory most of the times. The Nevi'ah, but the psukim in the Navi, ikamili de mifarshan vikamili de mistaman. But there are some things that are mifarshan that are explained, that are pretty explainable. But there's some things that are stam, that are sasu, that are closed up. Right, with this week's parsha, Parsha's Vayechi is called is sasum. Right, the Vayigash doesn't end; it goes straight into Vayechi. There's no break in the Torah, right? Because there are things that got closed up. Right? Rashi says that Yaakov was not able to reveal, for example, as we just said here in the Gemara, the Kates Mashiach. So some things that are closed, something that are not available to readily be understood. And therefore, when the Navi was translated, right, it was written like that on purpose. And then Yonasan ben Azil translated it. So that was a problem. That kind of undermined what they were trying to do when they wrote it in secret. For example, one of those psukim, one of those psukim that was written, which we couldn't really understand it, Pashup Shad, the Chtiv, the Pasuk says, Bayamahu, Yigdal Hamisbir Yushalayim, Kimismade Hajadrimon, Bibikas Megidon. Says, on that day, Pasuk in Zechariah, on that day, the Hesped in Yushalayim will be like the Hesped of Hajadrimon in the valley of Megiddo. Now, Machoge, the Gemara says, if I'm not mistaken, in Sukkah, it's a Machoge, so who's going to say this Hesped? About who this Hesped is going to be. The Hesped will either be for Mashiach Ben Yosef or the Yitzhahara, if I'm not mistaken. Those are two mandamers in the Gemara towards the end of Sukkah. But if you remember. But either way, I mean, that pasuk seems to be very strange. I mean, because Amar Rav Yosef, Ilmali Targuma, the Haikra, Lo Yadana Maika Amar. Without the translation of that pasuk, I would have no idea what that pasuk would be talking about. Vayomahu, Yeski Mispeda, right, this is the translation. On that day, right, there will be a Hesped, B'Yushalayim, Kimispeda, the Achav Ben Imri. Right, it's going to be like the Hesped of Achav, the Kotol Yase Hadajimon Ben Tavrimon, who was killed by Hadajimon, but Ramos Gilad, in Ramos Gilad. Uku Mispeda, and it will also be like the Hesped of Yeshaya Ben Amon, right, the Kotol Yase Paro Chagira, B'Begas Megiddo. Chagira means lame, but the lame Paro killed Yoshio. And in Bikas Megiddo, right, it'll be like those to Hespeda, that we never would have been able really to put that together without the translation of Yonasan Ben Uziel, right? A lot of people think that Unkelus, for example, and at least that's the more familiar one to us, that just took the Torah and translated it. It's not true. Sometimes Unkelus puts in his own interpretations in terms of what's going on. So to Yonasan Ben Uziel, right? He would, I guess the translation here, right, was his own pshat and explaining what exactly was going on in the pasuk. Okay. Now the pasuk continues, not really continues, but another pasuk says, we're going to see again a statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah v'etimer ruchir bar Abba. That's why we're bringing this in. Pasuk says by Daniel, Varisi ani Daniel levadiyas hamara v'anashim asher hayu imi lo ra'u es hamara aval chardach gedolah naf charada gedolah nafla aleihem v'ivrichu me'echavei. Right, the pasuk says that Daniel and his friends, his companions, saw a vision. But I'm just trying to see if it says Chag Yizchari Malachi, right, the next line. Okay, anyway, so Daniel, Chag Yizchari Malachi were together, and Daniel saw this vision. And they did it, but they got very, very scared. As Gemara said, they ran away. They got very scared, and they ran away. Or they hid, or something. They went into hiding. So the Gemara says, "The man ninhu anashim." Who are these people? I remember you were Malachi. Okay, fine. So inhu adif minei v'ihu adif minayu, and they were greater than Daniel, and Daniel was greater than them, right? In certain respects. How so? Inhu adif minei, they were greater than Daniel. Ihu navi v'ihu lo navi, lav navi, right? They were neviim, right? We have those are books in Tanakh, right? The Chagas Karei Malachi. But Daniel also has his own book. Okay, but they were neviim and he was not. But ihu adif minayu, but Daniel was greater than they were. But the ihu chazav inhu lo chazu, because he saw the vision and they did not. So the Gemara says, well, if they didn't see the vision, why did they get scared? Right? Even though a person doesn't necessarily see everything, but sometimes his mazel, right, sees. Right? If you look at Rashi, sar shall call adam lamala, right? The angel of every person up above. Concept of a guardian angel is not foreign to Judaism. Right? Rashi says right here that a person's mazel, a person's the forces that are looking over a person. If they get nervous, so the person sometimes, right, you get scared for no reason, so that's what's going on. Am Ravina, Ravina says, Shema mina haiman dimi ba'ezva. If a person just gets stared stam, afal gav de'ihu lo chazi, even though he doesn't see anything, mazlai chazi, his mazel does see. So my takate, what do you do if you just get scared out of nowhere? So likri kriyashma, right? You should say kriyashma, right? That will protect you. V'kai b'makam atinufis, so, and if you're in a disgusting place where you can't say kriyashma, so linshof miduchti arba garmide, so go walk dalet amos and get out of there, and then say kriyashma. V'lav, and if you can't, so then lema hachi, you should say the following. Iza de beitavchi shmeina minai, the goat in the slaughterhouse is fatter than I am, meaning leave me alone, whatever evil forces are lurking. Okay, now back to the Megillah. Now, if you remember, one of the last things we said yesterday, right, was that Medina, v'ir, v'ir, right, the pasuk, and we said the pasuk of Mishpacha, Mishpacha, right, it says, just to quote the whole pasuk, right, it says, v'ayimim ha'ila dizkarim v'nasim b'chol dor v'ador, right, this whole Purim situation, right, is remembered and done, right, we said that Nizkar is referring to the Megillah, and Nase is referring to the mitzvos of the day, of the Suda, etc. Then the pasuk says, "Mishpacha, mishpacha, medina, medina, v'ir, v'ir." Every family, every city, every year. And we said, right, that we learned that at the end of yesterday, that teaches us that a walled city and any city around it, right, has to read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, "Ashta demarta medina, medina, v'ir, v'ir, l'drasha." Once you tell me that those phrases are darshened out, and so we also learn them as a drasha, right, as in the Havamina. So, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, L'may Asa. So what do you do with the words, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, why is that repeated twice? I'm Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina, L'havi Mishpachos Kuna L'Leviya, Shemavatlan Avodasan, Ubar Neshmoa, Mikra Megillah, to teach us that even the Kohanim and the Levim, the Beis HaMikdash, stop the Avoda and come to hear the Megillah. Unbelievable. The Amar Rabbi Yudha Marav, Kohanim b'avodasim b'levim b'duchanim v'yisrael b'mamadam, right, all three of those types of people, kula mevatlin avodasim v'boran l'shmoa mikra megillah. Everybody comes, everybody stops, drop what you're doing, come here, mikra megillah. Tanya v'hachi, we also learned in the Brisa, similarly, Kohanim b'avodasim b'levim b'duchanim v'yisrael b'mamadam, kula mevatlin avodasim v'boran l'shmoa mikra megillah. Okay? Mikam samchu shal beis Rebbe. And from here, from this brisa, Rebbe's base matters, Rebbe's decided, Shemivatl Talmud Torah uboin l'shmoa mikra megillah. Everybody, not only do they stop the avodah in Beis HaMikdash, if they stop the avodah in Beis HaMikdash, then they certainly stopped the learning in the base medrash to come and hear the megillah, because kal v'chomer me avodah, because they're learning kal v'chomer from the avodah in Beis HaMikdash. Ma avodah shichamura mevatlinan Talmud Torah l'kosh again. Avodah is more chomer, is more serious than Talmud Torah. So certainly if the Avodah gets stopped, so the Talmud Torah should also get stopped. Now, if you're wondering, how do you know and how so? Who says that Avodah is more machmer than Talmud Torah? So the Gemara asks that exact question. If Avodah chamura mitalmud Torah, really the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is more serious, more important, more chashuv than Talmud Torah, than learning. The pasuk says, "Vayi bios Yoshua b'Yericho v'Yisrael yinav v'yar v'nei ish omid l'negdo v'yishtachu pavarta." Yeshua, right, they were in siege around Yericho, and in the middle of the night, and he sees a man standing over him, and Yeshua bowed down, just to finish the puzzle, because the Gemara is going to ask, right, right, a couple of psukim. He says, "No, I'm an angel of God. Atah basi, I came for now." He pulled Yoshua ala pavarta. He bowed down and he said, "What do you need from me?" So, first of all, the Gemara asks, "How could Yoshua have done this?" because the person's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to a friend at night, because we're concerned that he's a shade, right? And we don't want to say Shalom to a shade. That's, again, just, the Gemara just throws that out there like it's a Dever Pashut. Okay, we're concerned that he's a shade. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosam, Damalei, Keni, Sartzva Hashem. Well, as I just read, right, the angel said to him, I am an angel of God. I have Dilma Meshachri. Well, maybe the shade would lie. He's not going to say, hey, look at me, I'm a shade. So the Gemara says, no, come here, Dilma Mafki, Shem Shemayim Levatala. We have a din that an angel, a demon does not... does not say Shem Hashem. If he said Ani Sartzva Hashem, he's not going to say Shem Shemayim Levatala. He's not going to lie with the Shem Hashem. So he must have been telling the truth. So anyway, so Amar Lo. So the angel said to Yehoshua, Emesh Bataltim Talmid Shel Ben Ravayim Ve'Achshav Bataltim Talmid Torah. Yesterday, you guys missed the Korban Talmid in the afternoon, and now you guys aren't learning enough. You're not learning Torah. Right? Again, I understand that you're laying siege, but there was some aspect of things that they missed. So the Gemara says, Amar Lo, so Yeshua back to them, Al Ezim Mehem Basa. Well, which one are you coming from? Meaning, we see that an angel only has one directive. I don't know if that's exactly who's Kasha, but we definitely see, let's say, when the angels came to Avram and then they went on to Sodom, right, that each angel is given one directive. So Yeshua asked him, well, which one of them are you coming for to tell me that we messed up? Samalo, Atavasi, right, part of the puzzle that I just read was, I've come right now, meaning the Talmud Torah was more important. That's what I'm coming for right now. So Miyad, and immediately the puzzle says, Vayal and Yeshua Balei Lahu B'Soch HaImek, that Yeshua, excuse me, excuse me, that Yeshua delved that night. You'll see he dwelled in the valley. We're going to see that means that he learned Talmud Torah. If you look at Rashi, Lo Bosa Alaylaksiv, right? That's not actually that night, but it's the night a few weeks later after they set the siege to the city of Ai. But meaning that Yeshua went to about what he was doing, he went back to take care of what they were doing for the siege. But when they had another siege, right, another opportunity, so then he went and made sure to learn as much as he could. Excuse me. So again, just miyad vayalan Yehoshua b'leilahu b'sochayinak. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, melamed shalom ba'onko shalalacha. That teaches me that he learned Torah. So anyway, the bottom line is that we see that the angel came for Talmud Torah as opposed to avoda. And Talmud Torah seems to be more important. And we see that the Talmud Torah is more important than bringing the korban talmid. Shemar atabasi, because you see that's what the angel was concerned with. Shemar says lokasha. Meaning that the avodah is more important of Talmud Torah the yachid, but it's not than Talmud Torah the rabbin. Meaning that, so the Gemara says it's not more important than Talmud Torah the rabbin. So the Gemara says the yachid. Kal, one second, is the learning of is Talmud Torah really so of a single person really so not as certain, not as serious? Didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Nashim v'moed misanos avalo metavchos, that in terms of a velus on a cholamoid, so the women are allowed to wail, but they're not allowed to metavchos, they're not allowed to beat their chests in wailing, in mourning. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, imayu somkos tamita metavchos, if they're right next to the beer, to the mace, they are allowed to do that. And again, this is, we'll get to the question in a second. Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim is anosu metavchos bazeh bazeh. And on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, they can do both of those. They can wail and beat their chests. Have a low mekononos, but they can't do mekononos. That's responsive wailing. And here's the kicker. Here's the kasha. Va'amar Rabba Baruna ain't more b'fnei Talmud Chacham kol shekein Chanukah and Purim. That if it's the nifter is a Talmud Chacham. So then they can override all of the Isurim of Avelus. They can do all that stuff, meaning seemingly teaching me that the Talmud Torah of a Yachid, of a Talmud Chacham, a single individual, right, overrides all these halachos. Right? Surely we see that the Talmud Torah of a single person is important. It says, no, that's Kavod HaTorah Kamarta. That's giving cover for the Torah. Kavod HaTorah D'Yachid Chamor. Talmud Torah D'Yachid Kal. The Kavod HaTorah for a single person is Chamor. But the Talmud Torah of a single person is Kal, and therefore Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, and coming to see, coming to hear the Kriya Satorah. Amar Rava, now Rava says, Pshitali, now okay, so we had a bunch of, right, we said Avoda is batal to come hear the Megillah, Talmud Torah is batal to hear the Megillah. Now, the Gemara says, Rava says, Pshitali, it's obvious to me that Avoda make a Megillah, make a Megillah Odif, right? We just said that if you have a choice between the Avoda based on Megillah, should do a Megillah, we do the Megillah, meaning Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Talmud Torah make a Megillah, and in terms of, and similarly, learning Torah make a Megillah Odif, that hearing the Megillah is more important. Maybe some Choshal Beis Rabbi, that's what we learn from Beis Rabbi. What about Talmud Torah Beis Mitzvah? What about if you have, you're faced with learning or taking care of a Beis Mitzvah, excuse me? So we know that Beis Mitzvah Adif, that it's more important to bury the Beis Mitzvah. Maybe Daniel has learned the Rebbeisim of Adlan Talmud Torah, Lotzasam Ezo, Achnasas Kala. We stop learning to go take care of those two mitzvahs. So, but what about the following? What about Avodo Beis Mitzvah? So that's Meis Mitzvah Adif. Then that we learned that a Meis Mitzvah is still greater than Avodah Beis HaMikdash, Mila Achoso, because the Pasuk says, Ula Achoso. Titania, as we learned in the Braisa, Ula Achoso. The Pasuk says that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Matame to his relatives. That one second, hold on. Is this talking about, right, Rashi says, Gabi Nazir. That Pasuk is by Nazir. I thought it was by a Kohen Gadol. One second, just reading Rashi quickly. Yeah, okay, so we're going to see that if you look at Rashi, so Rashi explains that if he's in Shem Haya Kohen Gadol V'Nozir, Le'echav Lo Yitama, Am Tama Hula Meis Mitzvah. Right, that we can have a drasha that the Pesukim say that the Kohen Gadol should not be Matame to any one of his close relatives, but for a Meis Mitzvah, he should. Ma Tama Lomar, why do you need to tell me that he should become Tame? He's not allowed to become Tame for his sister. Harekvar Holich L'Shcholes Pescho. We know if a person is going to shecht his korban pesach, v'limul espino v'shama shemes lo meis, or is going to give his son a bris milah, he found that the relative died. Yochol yitama. You might have thought that he should become tame and skip out on those mitzvos. So Marta lo yitama. So the pasuk says he should not become tame. Right? Just if you look at Rashi, k'shem she'in nazir mevatal nizirosu litame lekrovav kachuze lo yivatal mipesko. Right, he should not be mevatal his mitzvot to become tamei. Yochol k'shem she'inu mitamei lachoso kach einu mitamei lemeis mitzvah. But you might have thought that since just like Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become tamei for his sister, right, so too he should not become tamei for meis mitzvah. Tamalom ulachoso. And therefore the pasuk says no lachoso lachoso deinu mitamei avo mitamei lemeis mitzvah. That Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mitamei for his sister, but he is allowed to be mitamei for meis mitzvah. So now the following question: after all of those that are pashut, by Rava asked Mikra Megillah meis mitzvah. Well, the only two that we didn't compare against each other is Mikra Megillah and meis mitzvah. So Haiminayu Odif, which one is more important? Mikra Megillah Odif Mishum Pisumi Nisa. Is Mikra Megillah more important because of Pirsumi Nisa? Oh, Doma Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishum Kavod HaBrios. Meis Mitzvah is important because of Kavod HaBrios. So, Basar Deboi Hadar Pashta, after Rav asked the following Shaila, he answered it, Meis Mitzvah Adif. It must be Meis Mitzvah. Damar Mar Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadoch Hazol Sazi Shabbat Torah. That, according to Mar, right, we said that, the Master had told him, that Kavod HaBrios is Docha even a Lo Sase in the Torah, right? And obviously, even what's it called? Even and obviously, Mikra Megillah is not a din d'oraisa, but it is certainly comes underneath, right? Meis Mitzvah, that would be the more important of the two. Okay, Gufo, we go back to something we said earlier. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Krach v'chola samachlo v'chola near imo nido k'krach. Right, we said yesterday at the end of yesterday that if you have a walled city and a bunch of villages around, so they're all judged to be like the walled city. So Tana samach afal b'sheno nira and nira afal b'sheno samach. So we say two things: anything that is seen from the walled city and anything that is close to the walled city, implying that if it's seen and not close, or close and not seen, that counts also. So Gemara says, I don't understand how you get to that case. Bishlama, I understand nira afal b'sheno samach. I understand how you could see a village from the walled city or from the city to the walled village, whatever. If it's not close, mishkakas lucky going to yasva barosh har. If it's at the top of a mountain, right, you can see it, right? But it's not so close. Right? How could you have something though where the village is close but you can't see it? Rabbi Yirmiyah, yeah, the opposite is true. Sheves Banachal, right, it's sitting in a valley, right, sitting near the river, right, where you can't see it. Right, it's a place low down, and the city's up top, and you happen not to see it, but it's very close. So that is also considered to be part of the walled city. If you have a walled city that was dwelled in, right? Well, we'll see what that means in a second, right? And then the sofukaf, and then meaning it was settled, and then they put up the wall. We're going to see what it means right now. Right? They put up houses. Obviously, everybody lived there, and then they put a wall around it. That's judged like a kfar. That's considered to be a regular city. In terms of Rashi says, for the halachos of Batei Arichoma, the halacha of Batei Arichoma is that if a person sells a house in the wall of the city, so then he only has a year to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it within a year, then it stays with the new buyer, as opposed to other scenarios where property could revert by Yovel. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says that that's considered to be not a walled city for that purpose if it was settled first. My time. Why does he say that? Because the pasuk says, if a person sells his inheritance right in a walled city, the place where he lives in a walled city, shehukaf lebesof yashav. It has to be that hukaf, that there was a walled city, and there was a wall, and then they settled it. Veloshi yashav lebesof hukaf, and not that they settled in it, and then afterwards they put up a wall. Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rabbi Shimon Levi further says, "Krach shein bo asar batlanim nidal kikfar." If you have a walled city that does not have 10 batlanim, what is 10 batlanim? A batlan, right? It's usually in the vernacular nowadays is someone who doesn't sit and learn Torah. It actually means the exact opposite, right? A batlan is, as Rashi says, mevatlan mimalachta. A person who's mevatel from their work. They stop, they don't do their work, and they sit and learn all day. So that Rashi said they're sitting found in shul, so they can always have a minion. Okay. But if you don't have 10 of these people, right, if you don't have a koil in town, that's judged to be not a walled city, but a regular unwalled city, a regular village. Mike Mashbalan, what is he coming to teach me? Tanina, we already learned this. That Ezu Yir Gedola, what's considered a big city? Kol Sheish Ba Asar Bat Lanim. If you have 10, only if you have 10 people, right, tell them koil guys. Pachos Mikan, less than that. Right, Zekfar, that's considered a village. So the Gemara says, yeah, krach it's yichalei. No, you need to tell me that for a walled city that it has to have this stuff still. Afagav demikli lei be'alma, because a walled city, pashtus is, there are going to be a lot of people going in and out. Rashi says, the kol krach eino ela makom shvakim. Right? Usually, a walled city has a lot of markets and people going in and out. So you might have thought, it's even bigger than a regular city, and with all this traffic, you'll always find a minion in shul and a bunch of people learning. So Rishon Levi has to teach me that no, even a walled city needs to have a 10 people in kolo learning, sitting and available to daven, just like any other big city to be considered a big city. Okay, Shkoyach Kodesh Rabosai. We will invite you to the Hevel Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.